And welcome back to Afterburn After Hours. Woo! It is peak. Well, first, let me introduce. This is Allie's first episode as co-host. So, welcome. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Because you were like the very first episode, you were one of the originals.
Yeah.
You were an original.
I was.
And now.
Now I'm back.
Now you're back.
Yeah.
Full time.
Yeah.
You're a full time podcaster.
Yeah. All right. I guess.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the holiday season, but before we get there, we're in it. We just finished Hell Week.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
I loved it this year.
Hell Week. This is, I've done a lot of them since 15.
Yeah.
This is probably one of my favorites.
It was, I feel like the shout out to Template Design Team for just really thinking outside of the box this year and putting together workouts that truly pushed people outside their limits and not just made them tired.
Yeah.
Because I think there were a lot of workouts that really showed people that you don't have to run on the treadmill for 30 minutes to push yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to just absolutely exhaust yourself, but actually like getting outside the box and trying new things and saying like, oh, this is where I can excel and kind of just push the limits in other places other than just increasing speed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I think this year, so I did all 8 days. Because every year my wife and I have done all 8 days.
Yeah.
And our anniversary lands on the second to last day. So our anniversary is 10:30.
Yeah.
And so kind of even when we've been out of town, we've still done the template at like wherever we're staying or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I'll never forget. There's a picture of us. I it's probably like 2017, 18. And this is when I worked for corporate. I was in Orlando for work and she had come with me on that trip and we were staying at the Gaylord, down there and they have a pretty nice, workout area. Mm-hmm. Their treadmills are not as nice as Orange Theory. I will say no one else's is, but
yeah, it's hard to,
there's a picture of us doing like a selfie and it was like, you know, day 7. Yeah. And, it's just fun for us every year because it's kind of become part of our thing we do as a couple. Yeah. Because it lands on our anniversary. It's just, it's special to us. I think
it's a thing now.
Yeah, it's a thing. And we've done it every year. So I will say this year by day 8, I was thankful that we didn't spend a lot of time on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. This year was tough. I will say that the next day after, on November 1st, it was a very good active recovery day.
I loved that template.
Yes.
And the people that took my class that day probably hated me for it because I went into it and I asked them, hey guys, like who wants to get ready for their benchmark coming up this month? And those that raised their hand, they got that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I coached them to that. And then the other ones that didn't, I let them be. Mm-hmm. I let them take their active recovery day. But if you came to my class that day, you were getting ready for your 12-minute run for distance.
Yeah, no, I thought the weight floor was perfect.
Oh, it was a great
weight floor. It was perfect. And yeah. You know what? Even I think not even just specifically post Hell Week, I think it was just a great weight floor routine in general.
Not so, a lot of exercises. You can take your time. Yeah.
Kudos to the design team.
They put in some work.
Hell Week was great.
Yeah. The year of the rower.
You know what? That was, we did a year that it was Death Row, which I think was the first year we did Hell Week. And it was a John Driscoll creation, I believe. I think that he told me he did that.
Aww.
And this year, it was essentially the same thing. If you wanted the rest, though, you could take it.
The 23-minute row?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Because it was like 800.
23-minute row.
800 yeah. And then rest if you wanted to. Or you could just take a base row or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the little hall pass, if you got to that meter by that time allotment, mm-hmm. then you could rest. There was people resting. There was people who were still going to row. And yeah. I thought it was great.
If you took my class that day, I was a little extra mean well as done. Well. Yeah. I had them do like a meter challenge. So those that felt good took the recovery row.
I took your class.
Yeah.
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 I think I still won.
I want to say yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
<We'll get> there.
So Hell Week was great. As we move into November, in OTF 904. So those listening know that, you know, this is coming out of the Jacksonville area, mm-hmm. Jacksonville, Florida, because there's Jacksonville, other places,
North Carolina.
Yeah. This is not there. This is Jacksonville, Florida. the 904, we are building our turkeys in the studio. So, this is something that my wife and I did 2015 mm-hmm. and, we've done it ever since. And it became just kind of this thing that we do. And so you earn feathers for doing things and we give out gift cards for Publix so you can get Thanksgiving dinner on us or at least your turkey.
Yeah.
And, and then, as we're like kind of what, 4 weeks into the holidays challenge. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you stick with that. And then January.
My favorite.
Kicks off the good old transformation.
Yeah. Big things coming.
We're going to do something crazy this year with TC. It's going to be crazy. It's actually going to be called crazy. TG, but TBD, TBA, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a little teaser.
Yeah. It's going to be good. So if you're in 904, get excited because it's going to be awesome.
And if you're not in 904, make sure you join the 904.
Or just tune in. Yeah. Follow the socials. all right. As we're talking about holidays, so today it is, as we're recording, it's November 8th. Okay. So just for context, we've talked a lot about kind of how to get through the holidays and making gains to holidays. We did those episodes, but I think one thing that's critically important is creating and establishing an optimal routine before we get to January 1st.
Yes.
And a lot of times this time of year, people let their routines go. Mm-hmm. Because they're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
It's the holidays. That's my excuse. Why?
I don't like excuses. I don't accept excuses.
But why is it an acceptable excuse the last 60 days of the year?
I think priority shifts and people, I'll always say excuses sound best to the people that are making them. Mm-hmm. So I think during the holidays, people give themselves a hall pass or, you know, it's easy when you're surrounded by family or surrounded by friends and people that might not have the same goals as you. They tell you like, oh, it's okay. Like take the day off or, you know, people that aren't on the same path as you might encourage you to kind of stray away from that path a little bit. And I think you have to just, if you have a solid routine, it's much easier to stick to your goals when things get crazy around you.
But I feel like a lot of people did such a good job building a routine or creating new habits or whatever it may be that didn't just let it all go.
Yeah.
You know, and
because they need a break.
They need a break or, you know, life gets busy. Yeah. Everyone's busy.
You're going to be busy constantly.
Everyone's busy.
Uh-huh.
You could always be busy if you want to be busy.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't think that those are the best excuses for getting out of the routine that you created. But maybe you haven't even created one.
Yes. If you don't have a current routine, it's way easier to just let things go crazy.
Yeah.
Especially in the holidays when there's fun things going on and things like that. If you have a solid routine, I don't think there's any great excuse to fall out of your routine in the holidays. And that's just me.
So what for you, what does optimal routine mean for you?
I'm a routine girl. I love routine. Optimal routine for me is all of the pieces of my life that fit together all together to make sure that I can perform optimally throughout the day. So
okay.
Little building blocks that help set me up for success for what matters most throughout my day.
Give some examples.
Well, when I'm creating my routine, I have to start almost from like backwards working forward or like from bottom up. So I start with my sleep. I think sleep is my main foundation building block because if I don't get enough sleep, I'm not going to feel good to do anything else throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So I have a very specific sleep routine because, and I will say, I'm not going to brag, but I think I probably get better sleep than 90% of the population.
Well, you've prioritized it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I take pride in my sleep routine because I sleep through the night 99% of the time. I don't wake up in the middle of the night. Generally, if I'm on my routine, I can wake up on my first alarm. I feel refreshed within the first 30 minutes of waking up. Like I'm feeling good to go. So That took a lot of time for me to figure out what felt good for me. And it took a lot of trial and error, but once I figured that out, and sleep on its own, I feel like we could do a whole episode on just sleep because it's a super interesting topic. But figure out what works for me and prioritizing sleep first. So I don't drink caffeine after 2 PM at the latest. I try 12 o'clock, so that I can get to bed at a decent hour and make sure that I'm asleep, making sure I wake up at a moderately, relatively similar time every day. I try to, and then from there I work backwards. So starting with sleep, then what do I do when I first wake up in the morning? Tends to be the same. Every now and then I get a little busy and, you know, things get a little wonky, but I try to stay pretty similar. And then from there, I just work throughout the rest of my day. So focusing on really just how do I set myself up for success, planning my day, making sure I have somewhat of a guideline of, okay, when am I going to eat throughout the day? Really just planning is just setting up for success, in my opinion.
So I think what you said is the way any optimal routine starts is by prioritizing and then building around that priority.
100%.
And so finding out what the priority in that, in your day is, and, or priority in your life. Cause guess what? Seasons change. Yes. And so there will be times where your routine shifts based on priority.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that, you know, for Faith and I this year, the priority was very different than it was for years past. Years past, we hadn't prioritized. I won't say health, because health has always been a priority for us, but actually, like, the physical fitness part and the health part all kind of came together this year. But we set that standard at the beginning of the year together, because it couldn't just be me. It couldn't just be her, because we needed, at the point where we were at, we needed to both do it together. So the priority was, we need to get our act together from a physical fitness standpoint, from a health standpoint. And it's like where we were, it's not like we were unhealthy before. It just, we weren't hyper focused on it.
And you're not optimizing.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this year we were like, that's the thing that we want to optimize. Yeah. And obviously she turned 40 this year. So, you know, she was like, you know, 40 is going to be her best.
Yeah.
Best year, best look, best whatever. She looks fantastic.
She's doing it.
She's making it happen.
Yeah.
You know, my 2023 was the year of hard things. So that was part of being optimal in all things. And so that's where my routine shifted. 3:30 in the morning was never part of my, I was always up early, right? Yeah. Like 4:30 was typically where I would push it. But I was always up by 5. Mm-hmm. 3:30 and 5 is very different.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah.
And I've even post competition and that, I've kept that up because it's just become part of my day. It's become part of who, it's become part of what I do. It's not, it wasn't like this is short term. It's part of, we're still in 2023.
Yeah.
Part of 2023 was optimizing those things.
Yeah.
Part of that is 3:30 in the morning, get a wake up call so I can get to the gym. I can do me, because I need to be available for others. I've always said that on this podcast, is I need to get me out of the way.
Yeah.
Once I serve me, I can then serve others.
Yes.
And so, based on my position in the company, there's a lot of others to serve. And so if I'm always thinking about me and mine, my workout, my this, my that, well, then I can't be available for others. Mm-hmm. And that's a disservice to everyone else.
Yeah.
Because I'm being undisciplined with my routine.
Yeah.
And so I think being optimal is also not just you, but others. If you got kids, a wife, this, that, a business, whatever it is, that it, that has to be optimized by you optimizing yourself.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You can't optimize what you don't prioritize.
Correct.
So if you don't have a clear focus of this is what I'm prioritizing in this season of my life, because 2023, I want to say my best year yet. Mm-hmm. I can confidently say that. Also, the most roller coaster of a year yet. I mean, I've gone from focusing on my bodybuilding show in May to now I'm focusing on a marathon. Yep. My training and my routines of that are completely different. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're, I mean, you've been through prep. When you're in prep, you're kind of just trying as hard as possible to survive. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, okay, how can I optimize so I feel fueled, and how can I fit in my runs? Because if I don't get my run in, or if I don't get my miles in, like, suddenly my goal of hitting that marathon by that specific date is further and further mm-hmm. away if you're not consistent on that. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, if you mess up a week in prep, make it up the next week, you're fine.
Yep.
So my training has become more prioritized, but going through seasons of, okay, getting a promotion, now all of a sudden my priority is my job for mm-hmm. a little bit. So being flexible in your routine, I think, is really important, and just having a clear picture of what are you prioritizing right now in your life and making sure that that's what you're trying to optimize. Because if I'm prioritizing my marathon training, but I'm not really putting in the work to optimize that, then my routine's not really beneficial for me at that point.
Well, I think you have to also know what are the non-negotiables.
Yeah.
And those are always there.
100%.
But you can be flexible by adding in new priorities based off of, you know, it was prep. Mm-hmm. Now it's marathon.
Yep.
So what changed from that to that? But what are the non-negotiables that didn't change? What are the things? I think that's what happens, is people don't have the non-negotiables
100%.
Laid yeah. out. There's a non-negotiable that Faith has. Dude, I've been with Faith for 15 years in January, 13 years married. I've never seen that girl up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
This year, she's 5:30 in class at 6:05. Yeah. Dude, I mean, like
yeah.
routine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been days where something gets busy. We have early meetings, we have early whatever, and then she's going to get in the afternoon. But I will say it's at least 80% of this year so far, and we got 53 days left. She's been 5:30 in the morning. I've never seen that, but she yeah. prioritized this.
Yeah.
And that's the season that she's in. But that's been the non-negotiable, was 5 days a week, Orange Theory. You know what's so funny is she's down about 40 pounds. Okay. And, you know, she was like, oh, people are just starting to recognize and realize. But somebody had said something about like the Ozempic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, dude, like people probably think that, you know, that I've taken that or I'm on that or whatever. And she's like, it doesn't matter to me
yeah.
because, the lifestyle I have is sustainable, where if I was on that, it's not.
Yeah.
But she could have very easily taken that shortcut and, you know, done 2 months of it and then been where she's at now. But the sustainability of that, and what she's done, is she's created a routine that's optimal for what her day brings mm-hmm. versus taking a shortcut to get a result, but you didn't create the habit to get there.
Correct.
So you don't know how to actually achieve that thing.
Correct.
Because you never established the routine to get that thing.
Yep. I think when you have an established routine, it makes it easier to continue progressing towards your goals when things do get challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I didn't have a routine of, this is when I like to take class, this is something that's important to me, and moving my body makes me feel good, so even when I don't want to, I still do. If I didn't do that, my days get crazy. I would probably work out twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
But it took discipline at first for me to be like, okay, like I'm going to prioritize this. And now it's second nature. But I think a lot of people find it hard to stick to their goals because they don't have an established routine. And the thing is, like, creating routine is not easy.
No,
it's not easy at all.
Mm-mm.
And you have to really be honest with yourself and say, hey, this is something that's important to me. And if it's important to you, then you'll be disciplined enough to say, these are my non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
And they are truly non-negotiable.
It's not selfish to have a routine for yourself.
I think selfish is good.
It's at some level, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is selfish to have that, because again, no. If I wasn't being selfish with my time in the morning,
yep,
then I'm being selfish in the afternoon mm-hmm. when I should be selfless for others.
Correct.
And so this could insert team for employee or employees, for family, for whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if you have kids and then you are like, I'm going to do this at 5 p.m. when your kids are home and they need dinner and they need homework.
Yeah.
What about 5 a.m. while they're still in bed, whatever it is. And yeah. again, I don't have kids, so I know that I can't speak directly to that. But what I do know is if you can be a little selfish with your time and set mm-hmm. and establish a good routine, you're going to be more available for others
yeah.
more often, because you're not scattered. All these things I want to get done, I have 8 hours to do them. Most times people are just picking and choosing when it fits,
yeah,
versus taking the things you need to get done, consolidating it into a certain time frame and be okay, I got those things done. I optimized my 8 hours mm-hmm. with the things I need to get done. And then I have all this other time
yeah.
to be available.
Yeah.
So I think when we think about optimizing is it's taking the amount of hours you're awake and the amount of things that you have to do and consolidating
yeah.
the time that you do them versus, well, I'll just fit it in when I can get it in. That's not a way to live.
I think that's the quickest way to not prioritize what's important to you is if you don't plan when you're going to do things, or if you don't have a routine, that's the easiest way to push things to the side and push things to the back burner. Because busy day, if I'm just waiting to get something done when it kind of like fits in, mm-hmm. I'm not getting it done.
Right.
So if I don't say like, these are my five things that are important to me, work, family, working out, I need to eat at some point and make sure I have time to rest and relax. Those are my five things. If I don't have specific time slots throughout the day for those and I just wait for them to happen, it's not happening.
Yeah. It's like when I'm looking at strategy for the company, last year we started doing TC prep like the week after Christmas. Well, I guess it was the week before Christmas and then into the week of, so the last 2 weeks of the year. And we had a very good, things ran well. We did the whole 90s theme with Legends of the Hidden Temple and all those things. Mm-hmm. I'm planning now. I started last week.
Yeah.
So I started the last week of October this year because it's going to be bigger, better and badder.
Yeah.
And that's even like badder in a good way. Like bad meaning good.
We got you.
Yeah. You know, but we're planning now because I'm like, hey, this can't wait another 4 weeks. We need those 4 extra weeks of prep because I need to get all of these things in mm-hmm. to a consolidated time frame because we have to do a bunch of prep work on our end.
It's a priority.
It's a priority because TC is important not only to me as the operator of all these crazy businesses we have, but also I know it's important for members and the yeah. better job that we do, the better job and more value they get out of it. And I'm telling you, mm-hmm. it's going to be good this year. Now I'm also looking at we're like in May right now of 2024 yeah. for things. Right. So, we typically do that. We're about 3 months ahead. Usually
yeah.
I'm like, let's stretch to the six,
yeah,
you know? And so for me, I think prioritizing is the one way that you can stay ahead, but also stay accountable.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of times is the accountability piece is why people don't have the routine mm-hmm. is because they're not accountable to themselves.
Yeah, I agree.
The one thing that we did this year to stay accountable was we told people we were doing this on this day and this date. Mm-hmm. Well, if I miss that, that's on me. Mm-hmm. Now, if no one shows up, that's on them.
Yeah.
But if I don't at least do it, it's on me.
Yeah.
So it's like a wedding. When Faith and I, we booked our thing like a year in advance. So we had a year to get ready.
Your wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like the place that she wanted was like a year out. Uh-huh. So we had all the planning and stuff. And they're like in the very beginning, there was a bunch of things mm-hmm. like this. Okay, cool. That's what we want. And then there was like 7-8 months of like, just chill.
Yeah.
At least for me. She might have been doing things. I don't know. But then like the last 2 months was like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Well, we did all prep work in the beginning, prioritized all these things need to get done. Then we chilled for like 7 months. Mm-hmm. And then it was like game time.
Yeah.
Versus all 12 months leading up to it was hectic and chaotic.
Exhausting.
We did all that stuff ahead of time. So we optimized our year and didn't have to have, you know, the stress of wedding for a year.
I do the same thing, especially with work, like heading into October, I knew it was going to be crazy. We mm-hmm. had Hell Week coming up. I was going to convention, so many things. And I had so many people come to me and they were like, why are you doing these things now when you have all of October to do them? I was like, you guys don't understand.
Yeah.
If I don't get this done now, it's not getting done. Mm-hmm. And call me crazy all you want, but I will 100% do things earlier than everybody else does to make sure it gets done timely versus being that person that waits until like, okay, it's an appropriate time to do this now because it's due next week. I don't care. I'd rather get something done early and be prepared going into something versus mm-hmm. wait until like I have to do it. Like that doesn't feel good.
The easiest way to get started, because you had routines for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very routined.
Yeah.
So I think the best way to get started is to write down the top three things that you want to prioritize.
And make sure one of those is you.
100%.
Yeah.
But what is it about you?
Whatever you need.
But that's what I'm saying. Whatever it is, write that down though. Be specific. You can't just say me.
Yeah. No.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what's the end result? By creating this routine for this season, what am I trying to achieve?
Yes.
So you have three things you're prioritizing and the one thing you want to achieve. And then you figure out how many hours in a day do I have to do these things? Where can I plug these in that makes sense for my life?
I like that.
These are the three things that I'm prioritizing.
Yeah.
To get here.
I like that addition because I think it is really important for you to know like, what is my goal in this season right now? Mm-hmm. Cause I think there's plenty of times where you can say like, oh, I want to prioritize health. I want to prioritize fitness. Why do you want to prioritize that?
Right.
If you don't know, then
you're not going to do it.
Yeah. So I think that is a good addition is you need to know why you're doing what you're doing.
Yep.
On a day-to-day basis. I love routines because I'm a control freak, mm-hmm. but I think it's really important for me throughout the day to stay sane. And there is a hard line. I need to feel in control of the day. I don't want the day to feel in control of me. Mm-hmm. So if I get to a point where I don't feel in control anymore, that's where I start to like kind of go off the rails and things aren't getting done the way they need to get done. So my routine is really important to make sure I feel in control. And if you're not in control of your day, you're not productive, mm-hmm. in my opinion. You're just kind of surviving throughout the day and hopefully tomorrow's better.
You're letting the day happen to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's not a good way to let things, that's not a good way to see progress or see results.
You're not going to. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
It's just not efficient.
No. And we don't have a lot of time on this place that we live in.
Earth.
To let it just happen because you're going to miss so many moments. Mm-hmm. Listen, when I wake, being up as early as I'm up, I don't miss a lot. Because I'm up for a long time. I see a lot. I see the sunrise every morning. You know, I was reading something the other day that said the first sunlight is like the best sunlight for you. Cause it doesn't have like, it has like extra something in the sunlight that like makes you better, makes you feel better. It doesn't have like the UV rays or whatever. Whatever it is, I have to find it. But it was like the best sunlight for you.
Interesting.
And when it was
like, when you first wake up,
when the sun's first coming up, not gotcha. You wake up. Cause sometimes people wake up and the sun's already been up for a while.
That's true.
The first rays of sunlight, the first beams of sunlight are like the best light for you.
Interesting.
I get to see that every day.
Cause you're up early.
Which is amazing. I love it. When it was summertime and I was in prep, when I would get back from the gym, it was about the time sun was rising. So I'd make my coffee and I'd get into the pool and I'd have like 10, 15 minutes where I would just sit in there with my coffee and watch the sunrise. And again, this is still before anybody else wakes up.
Yeah.
Like this is still Heath time before I then dive into the rest of my day. But like, I don't miss a lot, which I think is so important because guess what? I don't have a long time. I've been here for 39 years. I might not have another 39 years, but what I do know is that my routine is optimizing the time I do have here. I don't want to miss a thing, man. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss an opportunity to have an impact with somebody because I'm worried about myself because I didn't optimize my day. That's on me. Then I'm a piece of crap.
I think it all comes down to just planning.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. How many people go and they plan vacations? And they look forward to them for so long.
Yes.
Plan.
My dad is that guy. My dad, listen, they wanted to do something for my 40th birthday. I turn 40 next year. And so we are going to go on a cruise together.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My dad, we talk every day. And he's been watching YouTube videos of this cruise ship every day.
The exact one?
Just the same cruise ship. And this is the cruise of faith that I went on this year. I've been on the ship. I know all about it. And he's telling me things that I'm like, yep, it's awesome. Just wait. But like every day he's watching a video on this cruise, but it's already paid for. It's planned. It's happening on this day.
He's hyping himself up.
Exactly. Yeah. But what if you could hype yourself up like that every day? That's what, dude, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's so real.
I'm not joking. I'm not blowing smoke. I'm amped up every day.
It's so real.
Because I get all my stuff done.
Yeah.
How many people buy planners and they fill it out for 6 weeks and then the rest of the year is blank? Well, guess what? You know why you failed at that? Because you weren't doing it before.
Yeah.
And you didn't prioritize it.
There's so many ways to, like, I think routines and, like, I don't, maybe it's just me, but when I plan, I get excited about every part of my day, even if it's like the crappy part of my day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think planning gives you something to look forward to, and that anticipation adds a little bit of just extra.
It's somewhat, I think the reason that people get excited about like vacations and these things is because it's kind of predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what's coming. Now, yes. I don't know exactly what's going to happen when I get there, but I at least know it's coming.
Yeah.
That's, so I was saying 1, 2, 3, end goal.
Mm-hmm.
End goal is for him, the cruise, yeah. Right? Like he's excited to go on vacation. Now, what do I need to do to get there? Well, those are your three things, your priorities. So for me, I get excited every day to wake up because I know what's coming. It's predictable. My days are very similar. The only curveball that happens is what happens in the business. Yeah. But there's time allotted to mess with that.
Maybe it's just a mindset shift. Like with vacations, people get excited because they know they're going to happen. If you have a goal of like, hey, this is a routine that I'm going to set because my end goal is to get fit. Well, if you know that those are the things you need to do to get fit, you know you're going to get fit.
But put a date on it.
Yeah.
Like that's why TC I think is so great because it's 8 weeks.
Yeah. And
eight weeks. That's not a long time.
Yeah.
Like, and think about it.
A lot of like when we're trying to get fit or whatever, I think there's a lot of just mindset around like, oh, it might happen. I might get fit if I work hard. No, like if you do these things, you say, hey, by May 28th, I'm going to be 10 pounds down. If you do those three things and you stick to it, it's going to happen.
I'll say this. Something will happen.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not minus 10, but minus pant size,
uh-huh.
Maybe minus body fat, increase in body mass. Something will happen by that date if 1, 2, 3 are in line.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a this by this day.
A smart goal.
Have an alarm clock on that date.
Uh-huh.
I think that's really important for people to know like, hey, you know what? Like with Transformation Challenge, a lot of people get discouraged because maybe they didn't hit the weight that they were hoping to hit. But then they don't see everything else that happened.
Yeah.
Which is why this year we're prioritizing pictures.
Yeah.
Because pictures say 1,000 words.
Yep.
So when you put those two pictures next to each other and the scale maybe didn't tell you what you wanted to say, but you could look there and be like, oh, dude, I'm kind of looking pretty good.
Happened to me today. I think pictures are so important because you look at yourself every day.
Yep.
You look at yourself in the mirror every mm-hmm. day. It starts to all blend together.
It's not a timestamp.
Uh-huh.
Because it's new every day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think the scale, we've talked about this hundreds of times on this podcast. The scale's never going to tell you what you want it to say.
Nope.
And it's not a clear picture of what's actually going on in your body. I, since last week, and I have my iced coffee today because I'm doing something for science, but all that's another story for another time, but I had cut out added sugar and my body, I noticed changes very quickly. I'm just so in tune to my body mm-hmm. at this point. I know it's fairly predictable,
mm-hmm.
but throughout the week, I noticed my body weight going up and up and up. Now I'm a fitness professional.
This is before you cut it out.
This was after.
Oh, this is after. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, man, this is kind of weird. And this is why I don't weigh myself. But as a fitness professional, I know there's multiple variables that could be going on.
Yep.
I had cut out the added sugar, but I had also increased the amount that I was working out. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, increased water intake, probably increased inflammation which is going to add to my weight. That makes sense. And it's a good thing that I was looking at myself in the mirror and I had taken progress pictures, because my pictures after a week still looked better. So even though I had weighed more and that could have very easily discouraged me, my pictures told me, oh, you're actually on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
So pictures are huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you have to have a timestamp compared to a different timestamp.
100%.
And the one thing that changes picture to picture is the actual change. The thing that changes from scale to scale is so many things.
So many things.
Maybe I didn't poop that morning.
So many variables.
Or I had a lot of water, didn't have a lot of water. And there's just a lot of variables that can go on. I'm, you know, hormonally not in the right place. So
many different things. Salt.
Yeah. The scale timestamps are not as accurate as a picture timestamp.
100%.
And I guarantee you this. After 8 weeks of TC, if you come regularly, listen, forget the whole 6 out of 8 weeks. That's crap.
8 out of 8 weeks.
That's just the people who joined in February that didn't get a chance to do it in January when they should have.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying today on this podcast that if you're going to do TC, you're doing 8 of 8. Make the commitment now. Make it a priority on March, whatever that date that it ends. I think it's the 22nd now before I get, you know, called out on this and whatever. We are filming this in November. So
yeah, give us grace.
I think it's March 18th that it ends.
That sounds about right. I don't know for sure, but that sounds right.
I think it is. So where do you want to be by that day? And then we're going to take pictures before, we're going to take pictures after, and let's compare those pictures. And I guarantee you, you're going to see some difference.
Hey,
you got to come 3 times a week. If you come 4, bonus. If you come 5, extra bonus.
While we're just like talking about TC and just like, you know, future, if you're listening right now, start practicing those habits now.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Do not start that new routine when TC starts. If you start a new routine or you start experimenting with your routine now, you have a whole, what is this? The first week of November.
Yeah.
You have a full, almost 53 days.
53 days.
That's like almost 8 weeks. You have a full practice TC before TC.
Yeah, dude, listen. And here's the thing. Most people are like, oh, but what if I don't get the weight loss before then?
Good. You don't need it.
Good.
Yeah.
The other 8 weeks is just another time to practice being disciplined and your routine. But what you're doing now is you're preparing yourself. So when you get there, it's not a shock to the body. It's like, yeah, cold plunges, right? Like you don't start off with a 10 minute cold plunge. You start off with like a minute.
Yeah.
Then you go to 2 minutes. Then you go to 3 minutes. And then maybe you stay at 3 minutes for a while. And then you jump up to like 5 minutes. But you're not jumping into 10 minutes right away.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with routines. You're adding a little bit. You're kind of stress testing.
Gradual.
Yeah. Stress testing this one. Okay, cool. I can manage this one. All right. What's the next one? Stress test it. Okay, cool. Now I can manage 2.
Mm-hmm.
But If you get to December 31st of 2023 and you've lost 4 pounds, good.
Cool.
Good. Like,
yeah.
Now what's next? Maybe you add muscle.
Yeah.
So maybe the goal is in TC not to lose, but to gain.
There's always room to grow.
We talked about gains this year for a whole month in January. Uh-huh. And then we've done it again in September and August.
Yep.
So anyways, optimize your day. Pick your 3 priorities.
Yep.
And then what's the thing at the end? What's the thing? The future thing.
Goal.
And those 3 things should help you get there. So they can't be totally unsimilar to what your goal is.
Yes.
Prioritize yourself. Mm-hmm. Self is important.
Yep.
Because if you're not good, you can't be good to others.
Yep.
Broken people don't fix broken people. So take care of yourself. All right. And get ready 904 because TG is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. All right. So until next time, get that routine in place because we're going to check on some of you. Yeah. I don't know how, but maybe we'll do it on Instagram or something, but but it's coming. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.